Welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell here. Throughout the evening, you're going to get the bracket updates from Mark Jackson in the newsroom. We need those updates, too. We have this real thing going on in the studio where we have the Jazz game up, but we also, listen, we have all these TVs up here, and we only have a certain amount of games I can get on these TVs, and so many college basketball games going on, but the Jazz are on, too. The Jazz are leading right now at the end of the third quarter, 91-83 over the Hawks. They had a huge third quarter, took the lead. I think they're going to be pulling away from the Hawks here. Joining us right now on KSL's Unrivaled, he is the head coach of the Utah State Aggies. He's Craig Smith joining us on the program. Coach, first of all, last time we talked to you, you were going into the tournament for your conference, and we were wishing you luck then, and now we're wishing you luck in the NCAA tournament. How's it feel?
Well, it feels great, and thanks for having me on again. It looks like you're our good luck charm. And all that matters with the TVs is that you have the Aggies game on front and center tomorrow afternoon.
Oh,
yeah.
You know that'll happen.
Absolutely.
So how do you prepare for the finality of this? Like, there's no tomorrow, there's no do-overs, there's no reset button. So how do you prepare your team to not to embrace the pressure but not to play tense and uptight?
I think our guys have done that all year. You know, since day one, you know, of course, first of all, we know how young we are and all this, that, and yet the other, and we weren't exactly sure what to expect from the beginning. And up to this point, we've passed every test. And then, you know, sometime in early December, when the first kind of bracketology starts getting talked about, and obviously it's so premature, but they started that whole deal. And you have the new net rankings, and you have all of that goes on. And, you know, of course, your guys see all of that stuff, and the fans see it, and they start bringing it up. And you go do public speeches, and the fans bring it up. And so it's just something that's been around our guys all year. We were on the outside looking in. We were on the bubble.
Right.
Then we're back on the outside looking in, and back on the bubble. And then we just kind of played our way in, and then obviously we were able to win the conference tournament championship.
Sure.
But guys, you know, all year when you're on that bubble, or you're just outside that bubble, or you're just inside that bubble, in a lot of ways every game is a playoff game, because, you know, when you're in eighth place, seventh place, tenth place, like, let's be real, they'll count the same, but the stakes aren't nearly as high. Because you only know there's one avenue to get into the NCAA tournament. And we knew we had two avenues to get in. So our guys have been used to that. We played with that kind of pressure, and we know that pressure is a privilege. And so, you know, our guys have been able to really compartmentalize in a great way and not get too high and not get too low, as the old cliche goes. And so I know they're super excited for the next challenge, and that, of course, is Washington tomorrow.
Talking about the Huskies, this is a team that, you know, kind of went a little bit of the opposite direction of you guys. This was a team that, okay, they're the team that obviously is going to be the ones that get in easy from the Pac-12, and then they kind of struggled toward the end of the year. They got blown out a couple of times by Oregon. And who are you facing tomorrow in these Washington Huskies? Obviously very talented team, but it's a pretty evenly matched deal when you look at an 8-9 seed.
Yeah, anytime you have an 8-9, you know, on Selection Sunday, they were showing all these stats on, obviously on the television, and on the 8-9 games over the history of the NCAA tournament, it's literally tied. It's 50-50, literally the exact same numbers. And Diogo Brito on our team, and he's a big numbers guy, an engineering kind of guy, and he's like, Coach, that is amazing that the numbers are exactly the same. And so, you know, I'd expect no other. This is going to be a closely contested game, and one that we're going to have to find a way to win down the stretch. But they pose a lot of problems. Obviously, you know, anytime, like we had talked last time I was on the show, when you win the regular season title, like they did in the Pac-12, like we did in the Mountain West, I think that you have to have talent, you have to have mental toughness, you have to have physical toughness. And so Washington possesses a lot of problems. First of all, their zone defense, you know, their coach, Coach Hopkins came from Syracuse. I think he was an assistant there for 22 or 23 years. They've always been regarded as, you know, running the prototype zone. And we've seen a decent amount of zone. This one's a little bit different, but, you know, conceptually, obviously, there's the same type of concepts, but they're very, very – they're not real big on their back line of defense, but their front line is very good and very aggressive. They're super athletic, and they may have the best defensive player in the country in Thybul. He's number four for them. He averages 3 steals a game, 2 block shots a game at 6'4". And so he's just really quick twitch, really instinctive. And I'm not sure I've ever seen a college basketball player, let alone an NBA player, that really impacts the game the way he does defensively. And then you throw in there, they have the Pac-12 Player of the Year in Noel, and they have a first-team all-league guy from last year in Dickerson at the 5 spot. And so they got a lot of guys that can do a lot of damage.
Yeah, but Coach, you got all those things too. You got the Player of the Year in the conference. I like the humility, but are you guys having fun? Are you having fun with all this process? Are your guys able to relax a little bit and to just kind of enjoy the fact? Because there's the part two where you go, you guys, please, this is a life experience that you'll never forget, and we want to make this ride go as long as possible. But how do you kind of balance that with helping them be in the moment, I guess?
Well, one thing, guys, you never have to worry about with me is we're always going to have fun. So, you know, we celebrate everything. We try to be super positive. Obviously, our guys know when to go to work, and they really understand. You know, some immature teams can't always differentiate, but we like to have a good time. We like to smile. We like to celebrate, you know, victories for a little while and then move on, which our guys do a great job of. And they know, like, when we walk on the floor in between the lines, it's time to get after it. And I've been around this business 23 years and have coached at every level, NEI, D2, low major, mid-major, high major. And this is as good of a team, and I've been on a lot of good teams, as good of a team as I've seen, that they'll enjoy that moment, and then they're on to the next. And so they know how to do both. And so, you know, from day one, when everyone thought it was going to be impossible, and I always like to say, it's always impossible until somebody makes it possible, whether that's a team, an individual. And, you know, I think people thought we were crazy when we set our goal. From day one, our goal was to get to the NCAA tournament and win when we get there.
Right.
It was never just getting to the NCAA tournament. It's getting to the NCAA tournament and winning when we get there. And so, you know, we were able to this team is a historic team, being able to win the regular season Mountain West Championship, first time in school history, and then validate it by winning 3 games in 3 days and beating the defending conference champions was really quite a feeling. And now we need to go to work tonight. So we've enjoyed it, taking pictures, doing all that, but we got a very determined group. And it starts with Sam Merrill. And I think he said after we won the conference tournament championship, you know, he said, you know, my goal is to get to the NCAA tournament and win when we get there, like we had just talked about. And when your best player says those types of things and not only walks the walk, walks the walk, it's amazing what can happen.
He's Coach Craig Smith of the Utah State Aggies. Coach, we're so darn excited for you guys tomorrow. We're going to be watching, of course, bated breath, the only representation of the state of Utah in the NCAA tournament, and that is going to be a fun one tomorrow. We're going to be obviously watching you here. So good luck to you guys and the team. Appreciate you joining us on the program, Coach.
Hey, thanks anytime, guys. Let's do it again next week.
Yes.
We like it.
I love it. Taking the break here. We got news, traffic, and weather at the bottom. When we come back, more to go. Our trash talk segment coming up next. Jeremiah Jensen is going to join us to talk a little trash, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Stay